W 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. Talks over raising the debt limit put on pause after the lead Republican negotiator walked out of today's session, claiming the White House demands were, quote, unreasonable. Republicans didn't say what changed since House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday a deal was within reach. ABC's Faith Abube has more from Washington.
Hours earlier, the White House said the president was informed that there was steady progress being made in the debt ceiling talks to avoid a catastrophic default. Asked about the possibility of more meetings today and through the weekend, Graves said they're playing it by ear.
In Japan, G7 leaders are focused on Ukraine and Russia's ongoing attacks. The group discussed another round of sanctions against Russia. President Biden also says the U.S. will also train Ukrainian pilots on fighter jets. WNBA star Brittany Griner will hit the court tonight for the Phoenix Mercury. She was released from a Russian prison in December after being detained for 10 months. This is ABC News. A South Carolina groom who lost his wife by an alleged drunk driver just hours after their wedding last month is filing a wrongful death lawsuit. Eric Hutchinson spoke exclusively to ABC's Eva Pilgrim.
The newlyweds, sent off by their guests, threw a wave of sparklers, jumping in a golf cart with family. But they never made it home.
I remember waking up just kind of foggy, out of sorts, and I could see my mom's face, and you could just tell something was wrong. And
just down the road from their reception, their golf cart hit by a car. Hutchinson, his brother-in-law Benjamin, and nephew Brogan were rushed to the hospital. Sam died at the scene.
The driver of the vehicle is charged with DUI and reckless homicide. Canadian officials warn more wildfires may spread in the coming days amid record high temperatures. Over 10,000 people are under evacuation orders. Smoke has crossed the border and spread into some neighboring U.S. states. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Some help could be on the way to Wisconsin communities with water plagued with PFAS pollution. The Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee has voted to create a $125 million trust fund to deal with forever chemicals. The idea is to provide some help now until there's a long-term solution. A federal judge says a Native American tribe in northern Wisconsin and a Canadian energy company should try to work out their differences. Judge William Connolly says he's not inclined to try to stop work on Enbridge Energy's controversial Line 5, even though environmentalists say it poses a danger to northern Wisconsin and Lake Superior.
Water is at risk, aquifers are at risk, long-term ecosystem and environmental health is at risk, and it's a really, really big deal.
Jadine Sonoda is with the Sierra Club. In sports, the Brewers are at Tampa Bay tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And as been the case the last couple of days, the most urgent issue facing us and our country is the debt limit. The debt limit, Janet, yeah, we exceeded the debt limit in January. Janet Yellen managed to put it together with cellophane and scotch tape for a couple of months. But at some point, what she's relying on is incoming tax revenues that go out immediately to pay bills. There's not enough of them on a consistent basis to do it. She says by June 1st at the earliest, maybe a week or two later, we will default. When I say we'll default, this is not new spending, you know that. This is spending that was approved by the Congress, bipartisan, signed by the President, Biden and Trump, and that has been used and has already been spent, a lot of it. Not all of it, but a lot of it's been spent. And the way it was spent was bonds were issued, treasury bonds that are in many of your 401ks and your pension plans, and frankly, Social Security payments. They're going, well, we need a second vote. We need a second vote to say if we want to pay the bill that we've already incurred. Here are the updates. Biden's still in Japan with the G7. The hardliners, and this is the Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus is a fake name. It's not a Freedom Caucus. It's a treason caucus. They've said there will be no further discussion on a deal on the debt limit until the Senate passes the House GOP bill, which cuts trillions of dollars of spending that's already been committed. And when the Senate does that, you know, and the Senate, by the way, has a Democratic majority and it's not going to do that. Chances are slim to none. Slim just left town. Chances are none. And they won't even talk about a, quote, deal, end quote. Now, right now, today, is May 19. June 1 is 12 days away. It isn't even 2 weeks away, 12 days away. How many people are there in the treason caucus? Well, I think there are about 30 of them who say they're in it. Many will chicken out. Many of them couldn't find their rear ends if they put both hands in their back pockets. Many of them are simply adventurers. They're lucky to have a job, quite frankly. But there are probably 10 of them, 10 of them. I'm thinking of Paul Gosar, Chip Roy, Andy Biggs, you know, the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Boberts, really bad people. And even if Kevin McCarthy is somehow able to wrestle the Marjorie Taylor Greens, who sort of suck up to him, there's still about 10 of them. And remember, it takes 218 votes to pass a debt limit, to exceed the debt limit. 213 Democratic votes. It takes 5 Republicans and 10 Freedom Caucus members. There's actually 30 of them, but 10 of them that may hold tough. It ain't going to pass. And they say it won't pass until the Senate passes the House bill, which was a wish list of $4 trillion in cuts and basically undoing hard infrastructure and soft infrastructure that already passed bipartisan. Hard infrastructure passed with 19 Republican Senate votes. What they're doing is they're standing there with a hand grenade and saying, we're going to pull the pin if you don't do everything we want. It would be analogous, I'll say it again, as if the Democrats, when Trump were president and we had the majority in the legislature, had said, well, give us Medicare for all, give us this, give us that, give us hard and soft infrastructure even before it passed, or we're not going to pass a debt limit to exceed the debt limit. We don't do that. The debt limit has been exceeded. There have been bills to increase it since 1960, 70 some odd times, and that's only 63 years ago. And a majority of those times when there were Republican presidents, and 3 of them when Donald Trump was president, and the Democrats did it for him each time. But now they're pulling this. Here is the solution. Here is what's being discussed, just so you know. Chip Roy, who is a true right-wing nut, a member of the Treason Caucus, said, quote, we are pressing pause on the negotiations. They're not productive. We've hit a snag. And he spoke through Representative Garrett Given. He's the leading Republican on these negotiations, and Chip Roy has said, we're done. So the negotiator said, okay, he wants us to say press pause, not productive, hit a snag. Now, what do we do? There's the 14th Amendment. Biden has hinted before that he would do it. We have a corrupt Supreme Court. 3 of the justices have taken money from groups that appear in front of them. One of them, Clarence Thomas, has been taking money for 20 years and not reporting it. And he will do anything they say. And he is the swing vote in 5-4 decisions that got rid of the Voting Rights Act, passed Citizens United, or published Citizens United, and got rid of Roe v. Wade, a corrupt justice. And we sit back and say, well, I guess we have to obey him. Well, no, we don't have to obey him. I think Biden is concerned that the tarantulas will try to say, I'm sorry, we don't read the 14th Amendment that way. And I would say to him, okay, let me read it in English. It says, the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be called into question. I, Joe Biden, am doing what's needed to make sure the full faith and credit United States is not called into question. Well, you have to look at it in context, and you have to look at it. Charles I had a blonde beard, and there's the rule in Slade's case, and blah. This is the kind of stuff they said. And Joe Biden would have to be prepared to do what Abraham Lincoln did. When Roger Taney, who authored the Dred Scott decision, one of the things that led to the Civil War, after Lincoln was president, in those days, the Supreme Court justices sat on the Court of Appeals panels because there weren't that many of them. And Taney sat on one that had a decision out of Maryland. Maryland was a slave state at the time. It was they were too chicken to secede because they were so close to Washington. But they did everything they could to hurt Lincoln. And Taney issued some kind of order, and Clinton just ignored it. You know, he didn't tell them to jump in the lake. He just ignored it. I think that Biden will have to do something very similar. But there's another tactic that is credibly being discussed, and that is the discharge petition. And I've raised that before. There are 213 Democratic votes. 210 of them have signed off on it. Three haven't. There are three Democratic congressmen in conservative districts that are afraid. And some of them are people I have a high regard for, like Mary Pertola up in Alaska. They may not go along with the discharge petition. That means we'd need seven Republicans, eight Republicans instead of five. But there are Republicans in New York, in Pennsylvania, and California that ain't going to stay in Congress if they try to tank this. So I'm assuming that Biden is working hard on that right now. But I'm hoping at the last minute he pulls the rabbit out of the hat. I think he will. And just do the 14th Amendment. And, you know, one thing he can plausibly say is, hey, look, you guys are very close. I'm going to give you a little more breathing room, like two more years of breathing room. And I'm going to increase it under the 14th Amendment. This is so important. We're going to go to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Gene?
I thought I'd better call up as the steam was building and building so that I could express myself. I'll tell you something, Matt. These people here are gall darn terrorists. They do not give one iota about the people in this country. And it just really gets me fuming because we ought to be able to do something about this. This is insurrection in another way, stopping our debts from getting paid. And we all have to sit and watch this BS going on. I don't know who in the heck these guys think they are, but they definitely should not be sitting in that Capitol be running our government. They need to all be booted out or put in. I'd love to see them all go to Guantanamo. I mean, they have been causing so much trouble. They don't even do any work. It's like when you watch these yahoos, they're idiots. Oh, they're going after Biden. Oh, they got this secret committee or this committee. And they don't even have a witness because, oh, my gosh, their witness is missing. Oh, it's just sickening, Matt. It's like, I never believed that this is my government, the United States of America, with these idiots and terrorists running our country. So thank you, Matt. I had to get that out because it's just awful. Thank you.
Right. No. Thanks. That was excellent comments. And I'll tell you this. They're not taking into account, or maybe they are, they don't care, what this is doing to our stature against people like Putin, Xi, the Norks. Kim Jong-un, they see this division. They see that we're immensely powerful, but that we have almost half of the Congress who are willing to basically corrupt and injure the interests of the United States. And they're doing it. And, you know, this discharge petition only takes five Republican votes. Let's say eight Republican votes, because the three conservative Democrats are afraid of not getting reelected. Maybe they'll come on and support it, but not put their name on it right now. But whatever it is, Gallagher, Van Orden style. I mean, look, Grothman's a lost case. Obviously, Grothman's a lost case. Tiffany is a lost case. Some of these people, Fitzgerald. But the point is that these clowns think they have a statewide future, and the clowns will bankrupt the country. The clowns should not even permitted to come into your hometown. Just go down there and say, get the hell out of my hometown. Go to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. I see you on the lines. A lot of coming after the break.
Long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Smell that? That's the smell of carefully crafted coffee being poured into your cup with natural notes you can truly taste and freshness you can count on. The High Lift is the only standalone late-day coffee shop in Two Rivers, offering local bakery items with spacious lawn and outdoor seating. The High Lift takes time to weigh out their ingredients, so every sip is perfect. The High Lift, 1207 Madison Street in Two Rivers, and on Facebook.
Sinclair Heating and Cooling in Green Bay reminds listeners,
In this current time of conflict, support our troops and their families. Let's honor them and veterans of past battles for all their sacrifices in defense of our great nation. This tribute by Sinclair Heating and Cooling on Alloway Avenue in Green Bay, serving the community for over 35 years. For information on their high-efficiency energy products and maintenance program, call 920-465-6863. Proud to salute our troops.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting
for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 44 tonight under overcast skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 73. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Lows level off around 51. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Low 70s, Sunday and Monday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 44 tonight. Highs reach 73 tomorrow. We should dip down to around 51 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Don't hang up. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, it's funny you bring up Judge Taney there. Let's remember it's Judge Taney that issued Dred Scott, which you mentioned before. But, I mean, the insurrectionist Supreme Court justices, apparently they don't believe in the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. So the Constitution, well, if that is true, then we go back to the Dred Scott decision, which said that black Americans are not really full human beings, is what Taney wrote in the Dred Scott decision. So if they want to negate that, you want to roll back the clock back to that? Is that what you're saying?
You know, yeah, well, here's the deal.
You're going to vote for that?
Right. Here's the deal, Mark, and you're putting your finger right on it. What these people are doing right now is if Biden invokes the 14th Amendment, they're the Supreme Court. So they can go, well, you're wrong, you can't do it. And why are we permitting them to issue these kinds of decisions? Why are we permitting them 5-4 with a corrupt Justice Clarence Thomas, the swing vote, to get rid of the Voting Rights Act, which resulted in gerrymanders all over the country? Why are we letting them do Citizens United? That was 5-4, corrupt judge. Why are we letting them overturn Roe v. Wade 5-4 with a corrupt judge? Why are we doing this? In the Constitution, it doesn't say anything that they have that power. The reason we're doing it is for 200 years, on balance, it's made sense to have a pleasant fiction. The pleasant fiction is that there are three co-equal branches of government, but one of them is superior to the other two, and that is the Supreme Court, because they can say if the other two are unconstitutional, but the other two can't say that they're unconstitutional. That's a fiction, a pleasant fiction that we've entertained for 200 years. And in things like, for instance, Brown versus Board of Education, Baker v. Carr, New York Times versus Sullivan, it's made a lot of sense in developing our country. But we have three judges up there who are on the take. Three of the nine are on the take. They've taken a lot of money. Starting with Clarence Thomas, who has done it most egregiously and not reported it, Gorsuch, who took a $500,000 gain on a fishing cabinet, a worthless fishing cabinet in Colorado that he couldn't sell until he got onto the Supreme Court. And Roberts, John Roberts, his wife gets $10.5 million for calling some law firm saying, hire good lawyers. These guys know who is appearing in front of them. They know what they want. And by and large, they give it to them. They give it to them. But this is a little different. This is one where 5-4, if you have a corrupt Supreme Court justice saying, we've got to go bankrupt and encourage Xi to take Taiwan, encourage Putin to use tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine, At that point, those justices should be flown to Guantanamo. And I'm only being slightly facetious. The way to do it is what Abraham Lincoln did with Roger Taney's decision, and ignore it. In the case now with social media and everybody knows what everybody's doing, Biden's got to say, this is a corrupt Supreme Court. It's acting in the interests of the Republican Party. They don't get to tell me that I'm unconstitutional, and I can't tell them that they're unconstitutional. I hereby decree that the president is saying this Supreme Court is acting unconstitutionally, and we are not going to follow their decision. And you know something? What are the Republicans going to say? I think Biden has the guts to do that. It would be cleaner if you had 5 or 8 Republicans in moderate districts who believe in the United States. Let me throw this out. Are there 5 or 8 Republicans out there who are for the United States, who are not for Russia, who are not for China? Are there? All right, Curtis of West Dallas, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Curtis? Hello?
Hello? Curtis. I've got something to say, though. How about that Brett Kavanaugh? He shouldn't be on the Supreme Court either.
You got that right.
You know, and also that Amy, she was thrown on in a matter of a couple of days because, you know, Miss Bosco Mitch had to wait 1.5 years because Obama couldn't appoint his, you know. So, oh no, we can do it within a couple of days. It's just amazing. But my whole thing is the reason I called is because I think it's about time that the Democrats start doing stuff that Republicans like Trump have been doing. They keep on saying that word unprecedented, you know. So we should do the same thing. We should just throw the 14s out there because it's just a bunch of BS, if you ask me what's going on. Because people don't understand what they can actually do to the economy if they don't raise the debt limit.
Yeah, good comments, Curtis. Thank you for calling. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I refer to them as the 6 tarantulas. Quite frankly, I'm disappointed in all 9. Why do I say that? Because the Senate, in a very weak moment, they thought, well, you guys should pass an ethics code. So, here you have a guy, Clarence Thomas, and then people like Gorsuch, Clarence Thomas's wife, Gorsuch, all these people, Roberts taking money. And we want an ethics thing in the future? That's pretty weak. But even that, all 9 of them wrote a letter saying, no, we're not going to do it. We already can take care of ourselves. That's what they said. That's ridiculous. They're all taking an ego bath up there. They all think that they're the 9 sanctified guessers, and that they can say that Congress is unconstitutional, that Biden's unconstitutional, and nobody can say that they're unconstitutional for taking money and stripping the Voting Rights Act, which they have no right to do under the Constitution, by passing or publishing Citizens United, which overturned 100 years of congressional and Supreme Court precedent, and then junking Roe v. Wade 5-4 with no popular support at all. Who are these people? Who the heck are these people? Well, I can tell you who they are. They have a pretty high opinion of themselves. And it's those 6, you're right. You mentioned Gorsuch. I mean, you mentioned Kavanaugh, and you mentioned Amy Coney Barrett as well. And obviously Alito is in there. But the other 3 said, no, we're not going to have an ethics thing. Well, no, that doesn't work for me. You work for me. I don't work for you. And there's nothing in the Constitution that says you can do what you're doing. We got to go to a break. The lines are open. Do not hang up. I see you on the screen. I see you on the screen. I'll get back to you right after the break. 844-967-2789. Everything's okay. But I'll try to carry off a little darkness on my back till things are brighter. I'm the man in black.
This is Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Talks over raising the debt limit put on pause after the lead Republican negotiator walked out of today's session, claiming the White House demands were, quote, unreasonable. Republicans didn't say what changed since House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told reporters yesterday a deal was within reach ABC's Faith Abube has more from Washington.
Hours earlier, the White House said the president was informed that there was steady progress being made in the debt ceiling talks to avoid a catastrophic default. Asked about the possibility of more meetings today and through the weekend, Graves said they're playing it by ear.
In Japan, G7 leaders are focused on Ukraine and Russia's ongoing attacks. The group discussed another round of sanctions against Russia. President Biden also says the U.S. will also train Ukrainian pilots on fighter jets. WNBA star Brittany Griner will hit the court tonight for the Phoenix Mercury. She was released from a Russian prison in December after being detained for 10 months. This is ABC News.
The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, and I'll tell you what, it's more fun than tipping cows. And actually, you shouldn't really tip the cows, okay? They don't tip as easy as they think, and they might kick you in the... Never mind.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt-Nair. Here's what you need to know. Kia and Hyundai have agreed to settle a $200 million lawsuit related to the explosion in car thefts in Milwaukee and around the country. In a statement, the companies say they'll provide cash compensation for customers who incurred theft-related vehicle losses or damage not covered by insurance. The cars were easy to steal because of a design flaw. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joining a bipartisan group of 39 lawmakers urging Congress to pass the Combating Illicit Xylazine Act. This comes after a surge in overdose deaths nationwide related to xylazine. It's a potent veterinary medication that has been widely mixed with opioids like fentanyl and is easy to get online. Xylazine, only approved by the FDA as a veterinary medicine used to sedate and relieve pain in large animals. I'm Jane Matt-Nair. This is Civic Media News.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on Civic Media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to WISNewsSurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about the whistleblower controversy. The whistleblower controversy, that was brought up yesterday by Mary of Madison. It was a good issue, and it's important to talk about it right now. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, you know, is the head of this investigative committee on the so-called weaponization of the federal government. It's a fraud. He's a fraud. Speaking of whistleblowers, there are whistleblowers that came forward when he was a wrestling coach and accused him of having knowledge of the sexual assault of some kids by the team doctor. And he said, no, I didn't have any, but then he went after the whistleblowers. Now he's ginned up a few whistleblowers for his committee. And let me give you the background of them. Suddenly he likes whistleblowers. He didn't like them all that well when he was a wrestling coach, but now he apparently likes whistleblowers. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan had a hearing. And first of all, they have the majority. because they are the majority in the House, so they control the hearing. The Democrats took a look at this and they said, wait a minute, you did not provide the transcripts of your whistleblower testimony to us, either in advance, which you were supposed to have, or at all. In other words, and he said, well, you're not getting them. They said, wait a minute, the congressional rules say here that the minority party and the majority party in any of these hearings gets all of the documents, including transcripts. And we did that as a Democratic Party in the January 6th Commission. He said, well, we have control now and you're not getting them. You're not getting them. Then he started to question them. Let me tell you about these whistleblowers. All three of them had their security clearances yanked by the FBI. They're under investigation. Here's how it went. And this is the committee subcommittee meeting on Thursday. Their conduct on January 6th, respect to the January 6th insurrection, quote, brought into question their allegiance to the United States. Two of them testified that they were paid. They got money from Cash Patel. And this isn't a joke. The guy's name is, that's his name, Cash, K-A-S-H. I think it's more of a Southeast Asian name, you know, than, and he was one of Trump's aides. He's really bad news. Two of them said, yeah, Cash Patel gave us money. A third FBI employee who didn't testify also had a security clearance yanked because he was on restricted grounds of the U.S. Capitol on January 6th and lied about it. He was sympathetic to the insurrection. But the two that did testify, one is a guy named Stephen Friend. And by the way, I'll get to the lines right after we set the stage for this topic, and then I'll go right to the lines. Stephen Friend told his boss, and he's right now on leave, suspended, that he would not work on the January 6th case and refused to execute a court-ordered search and arrest warrant. He kept publishing conspiracy theories. By publishing, I mean talking about them. And alternative narratives about January 6th. He downloaded FBI documents on an unauthorized flash drive. This is this guy, Freed. He also participated in multiple unauthorized media interviews, including on Russian TV, RT, state TV, Putin's TV, FBI agent, for God's sake. And he made a secret recording of a meeting he had with his FBI management that broke Florida state law. So the clown is not getting paid and he's off. He's been marginalized. He's being investigated. He's the whistleblower. He was on Russian TV. The other whistleblower that they brought on, Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan, suddenly the friend of the whistleblower, Marcus Allen. Marcus Allen kept publishing alternative theories, and by that I mean talking about him and about January 6th to his coworkers. He verbally and in emails and instant messages on FBI systems did what he could to hinder investigative activity. And he warned, and this is on a multiple email list to multiple colleagues, that he warned them against continuing to cooperate with an investigation of January 6th. He, quote, urged the recipients to exercise extreme caution and discretion in pursuit of any investigative activity about January 6th. Any investigative activity. He also failed to provide relevant information on January 6th suspect to another agent who was investigating it. And this is a suspect who had beaten a Capitol Police officer. And this guy, Allen, goes, oh, yeah, I don't know anything about him. He's probably okay. He's probably okay. And the third guy who didn't testify, a guy named Brett Gloss, was actually seen on photographs on January 6th in his personal capacity with the insurrectionists. Now, the clown Jordan is telling us that these are, quote, whistleblowers, end quote, that, quote, show that Biden did something wrong. About what? Biden wasn't even president on January 6th. But that somehow January 6th is the wrong narrative. I got to say something. Now we're going to go to the lines. I got to say this to the Republican Party. if you keep beating a dead horse and you say that January 6th was somehow an inside job and that it wasn't Trump involved in it and all that, people know you're lying. I will repeat, are there 5 or 8 Republicans who are honest, who aren't lying, who aren't for Putin, who aren't for Xi and Kim Jong-un and for America? Are there 5 or 8 of you? We'll sign on to the discharge petition. Go to the lines. First up, Chuck of Delafield. Thanks for calling. Chuck, what's in your mind today?
Well, I'm on the plank of this testimony, so-called testimony, that Jordan held. This is just a ploy. It's a ploy to move the ball over here and look over here. Another Biden mess over here. On the debt ceiling, there is something that people are not talking about and they need to talk about, that the so-called limit, save, grow plan presented by the Republicans does none of that. It actually, over time, worsens the debt limit. It goes in reverse. Right. And its immediate impact, according to Mark Zandi, one of our nation's top economists, chief economist of Moody's Analytics, very noted, testified in May 4 and told the Senate this. He said, this is a direct line. If you pass this, this is a direct line to a recession and a haircut of at least 0.5 point off of GDP, 800,000 jobs off the tank. Now, the misrepresentation by the so-called Republicans, which are not Republicans any longer, they're authoritarians, is that they're saying, they're claiming that this so-called limit, save, and grow plan is just going to take the levels of spending back to last year. That one of the classes I took in college that was most meaningful to me was entitled How to Lie with Statistics. And this is a prime example of this. It's a great course. Here they're representing the whole budget, including Social Security, Medicare, and of course, the defense budget. Those are the three biggest. If you imagine a pie and you sliced it into 4 pieces, the 3 huge pieces are defense, Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. That leaves a sliver of a piece of pie. Yeah, they're rolling it back, but that means they're not touching those big slices. They're all dumping it on the small discretionary piece. And that comes out to a 47% haircut. 47%. Right. So you pass this so-called Limit, Save, and Grow Act. It doesn't grow. It takes the economy long-term, according to Zandi, takes a haircut on GDP. It doesn't save. It actually worsens the deficit situation. And it doesn't limit a darn thing.
Right. Yeah, this is a great call, Chuck. And you are pointing out some very key economic information that a lot of people have overlooked. And that is, let's say the Senate went ahead, because they're threatening right now. They're saying, Senate, pass it so we can leverage the minority in the House, or we're going to walk away. They've just said that. They said it yesterday. Now, if that happened, exactly right what you're saying. They're saying, we don't want to touch defense, Social Security, and Medicaid. But first of all, they know they will. You're not going to cut 40%. That's half, what, of everything else? The pay of employees of the FBI, Capitol Hill, their employees. What are you going to cut everybody in half? No. You know what's going to happen, and Yellen's already said it, and especially if they tank the debt limit, they are going to be giving out IOUs for Social Security and, quite frankly, IOUs to small-town physicians who provide Medicare services. And small-town guys are not, they're not the Mayo Clinic. They can't afford to go 6 months with no income, and they'll stop taking Medicare patients. So, but if they didn't touch defense, didn't touch Social Security, didn't touch Medicare, you're going to cut almost half of everything, everybody's salary. You know, these people are not in good faith. They're only doing this, and a number of them, unfortunately, in the Treason Caucus, the Freedom Caucus, want to injure the United States, thinking that that will drive Biden out of office. And they're wrong, but it's not American. And I'm yelling out on this air right now, are there 5 to 8 Republicans who are Americans who don't want Putin, don't want Xi, don't want Kim Jong-un, and want us to be strong and proud in the world and get on that discharge petition? Thanks a lot for calling, Chuck. Great call. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind today, Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. Great show. That was a great call. The Republicans want to take out old people like me. No Medicare and no Social Security. I guess that's the goal. They've never liked it when Roosevelt passed it. So it's beyond the pale. It's like being on a crazy train. It doesn't make any sense. And I don't know if the American people understand what they're trying to do here, but your last caller nailed it. And I want to say something about Jim Jordan. Really, if you look at that, he's trying to defund the FBI. He wants to take them out. He wants to take them down. Much something like Ron Johnson wanted to do. So these guys are also for defunding law enforcement, as far as I can see. And the other thing that really, there's a trifecta going on here. It's anything to get Biden that Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's going to issue impeachment against Biden for what? I'm going into the weekend here. I don't want to get too wound up, but this is a crazy train, Matt. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, that's a great call. Right. She's putting in articles of impeachment. Nobody's going to. Well, first of all, we control the Senate, so it's not going to come. But if these clowns think they're doing that, they're continuing to knife the United States. See, Bill of Shorewood, my friend, thanks for calling. We have a couple of minutes. What's your mind today, Bill?
I want to follow up on that brilliant phone call from the guy in Delafield. The capitalist system requires an efficient public sector. There are many, many things that the market cannot do for itself. And for example, productive assets like streets, roads, sewer, water, police, fire protection, national defense, research on health that brought us the vaccine, for example. These are things that the market isn't going to do because there are such uncertain returns to investors. The market is great for the things that it does well, but it won't do the things that are usually public responsibilities. And this unbelievable budget cut, one by one, would deprive the people of the United States of tremendous amount of the productive assets that we're going to need. It's going to make everybody poorer. Right. And
Bill, I got to go to a break. I'm going to pick up on that theme of yours. Bill's a professional economist, by the way, everybody. And this is an excellent call, too, just like the fellow from Delafield. We're going to go to a break right now. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, it only costs a dime, just a nickel a shoe. It does $1 million worth of good for you. Get rhythm. When you get the blues.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 44 tonight under overcast skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. High of 73. Tomorrow, sunny skies. Lows level off around 51. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Low 70s Sunday and Monday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 44. Tonight, highs reach 73. Tomorrow, we should dip down to around 51 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
I was a highwayman.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up on what Bill of Shorewood had just said. And he's right. In a capitalist system like ours, and you can't have capitalism without democracy, and you can't have democracy without capitalism. You really can't. And so what you have here is the so-called public goods that he's talking about. You know, when you have a street, you don't have all the stores on the street getting together and saying, okay, we'll build the road. And what, pay tolls to get paid? I mean, come on. What about the highway system that was put in the late 50s and early 60s by Dwight Eisenhower? What about things like airports, water systems, all of the stuff in the hard infrastructure that puts so many people to work and that is necessary for our country and the private sector can't do by itself? They want to get rid of that. Or they say, well, if you want to, yeah, cut Social Security and Medicare. You know that's what they want. They've already said that's what they want. Back in the 30s, they opposed. The Republican Party opposed Social Security, and the Supreme Court was about to declare it unconstitutional. And the only reason you get Social Security is because one justice flipped when Roosevelt threatened to pack the court. So here it is. They are now saying that they will not agree to send the debt limit until the Senate passes their bill, which would cripple the United States. Then they go back to the House. And they can use it as leverage to get three quarters of it by the Democratic minority. This is blackmail. It's blackmail by people who aren't for the United States. They're not for the United States. They are not for the United States. And unless a couple of Republicans step up and join the discharge petition, Joe's going to have to, frankly, invoke the 14th Amendment. And then when the tarantulas in the Supreme Court knife them, because that's what the Republican Party wants. Joe's going to have to say, like Abraham Lincoln said to Roger Taney, well, you know what he did? He didn't say a damn thing. He did not even obey him. He didn't respond to him. And that's what we got to do now. Go to the lines. Stephanie of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling, Stephanie. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Matt. I think you partially answered my question. I was confused about the discharge. I can't talk.
The discharge petition.
Thank you. The discharge petition and the enacting the 14th Amendment. They're two separate things, right? Basically.
Yeah. No, they're two separate things. Yeah. Right. And
I was confused. I wanted to make sure I was clear in my head. If we can get the discharge petition enacted, it would probably. Would be better, but ultimately it could be if Joe Biden, whom I really deeply respect, and people want to diss him about the issue of age, which is such baloney, you know, if he has to do that, then we've got a battle with him in the Supreme Court. But ultimately, he can decide. As George Bush said, he's the decider. So also, I wanted to mention that I called. It's 202-456-1111 for the line to the White House. They only take calls between 11 and 3, I think, Eastern time. You can't leave voice messages, but they do give their website. So just wanted to
thank
say
you.
That. And You have a great weekend, Matt and all of you. All right.
Thank you, Stephanie. Yeah. Yeah. And the discharge petition, as Stephanie said, is separate. And the reason is that normally, you know, Kevin McCarthy controls the, he decides what even gets to the floor. But there's a thing called the discharge petition where the minority party can say, if I can get a few Republicans, we can get it to the floor. That's what that's all about. 14th Amendment is purely going to be the decision of Joe Biden. Going back to the lines, Darren of Fort Atkinson. Darren of Fort Atkinson. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Darren?
Well, I just want to let you know I called the president, but they're not accepting any more phone calls. They're telling you to call back on Monday through Thursday at certain hours. So you can still email them, though. Just thought I'd let everybody know that.
Darren, that's a terrific information. Stephanie had alluded to something like that. And according to Stephanie, I think we can do it. I think it's 11 to what, 3 o'clock Eastern time on weekdays. But the website, you can email them. And I would strongly encourage everybody who's listening to call or email and say, Joe, we're with you. Do the 14th Amendment. That's all you have to say. Joe, we're with you. Invoke the 14th Amendment. Joe, we're with you. Invoke the 14th Amendment. Show that he has some support. That's very, very important. I want to talk about one other issue in the few minutes we have remaining, and that is about Ukraine. And I think it's good news. In the G7, they all got together in Japan, and they've all imposed new sanctions on Russia. And they're now going to sanction countries that are trying to circumvent the sanctions. So the secondary suppliers like Turkey and India and all that, even though India was at this thing. And you can't send Russia chips. You can't send them computer chips. You can't deal with them at all. They also now, and this is a huge development, how often have I been talking, Joe sends F-16s, right, to the Ukrainians? Well, the Dutch now and the British, you know, we give everybody F-16s over in Europe to defend themselves. And they go, we'd like to send them to Ukraine. Do we have your permission? Because the U.S. has a provision that says we have to permit it. Well, now Joe just announced, Joe Biden, that we are going to train F-16 pilots in Europe who are Ukrainian. That means that's going to take a couple of months because it's a very complicated airplane. What that means is when they are trained, we're going to give the high sign to the UK, the Netherlands, and a couple of others to send them F-16s. And we're going to say to them, don't bomb Moscow. We don't want you bombing Moscow. But for God's sake, go in and bomb Sevastopol in the Crimea. That's their base in the Black Sea. Absolutely do that. Bomb the living hell out of them. There's a British general that just came out, retired, but a good statement. He said, we've got to give Ukraine the arms to really defeat the Russians now, because if we don't and the Russians win or it's a stalemate, we're going to be fighting them in Poland and the rest of Europe. And we don't want that at all. And the other people in the military have said, and it's very, very true, the Crimea is the only way that they can control the Black Sea and their fleet in the Black Sea. Crimea was part of Ukraine. They stole it. And now they're stealing the Donbass, which is more of Ukraine. You got to push them out. And I'm going to reiterate the one thing that I said before. It's not at all pleasant. But Putin right now can't back down. He's riding the back of a tiger. If you ride a tiger and get off the tiger will eat you right there because you just got off him, okay? He can't do it. He has got to be removed. And that's a very, very nuanced way of saying somebody's got to assassinate him. It should not be the United States. We're not into that kind of thing. It should be his own people. And there are plenty of over there who are tired of this guy, as tired as I am and everybody in the United States. So get rid of the guy. But there are a lot of sadists lined up who'd like to replace him, who may be worse. They've got to be clamped down on. We've got to manage that. They're a country of 145 million people, and they should not be permitted to blackmail the world. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call, as always. Have a good weekend, everybody. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place Monday.
Great show.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on civic media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to wisnewssurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.